You know, obviously is disappointing because, again, we did have opportunities in the red area and turned it over. It starts with me. You know, I've got to be better in terms of decision making and, you know, knowing when to throw the ball away and cut our losses and kick a field goal. But we've got to really look in the mirror hard, you know, Monday and Tuesday before we get out onto the practice field Wednesday and see what we can do differently to stop that from happening. And I know for me, it starts with making great decisions, and I didn't do a good job of that.
Well, the throw to Nick Williams, what happened on that?
Yeah, it was a little late on the throw and the wrong place to go with the ball. I've got to go to a different spot than where I went. But with that being said, I think it was a little late to throw it to Nick. He created some separation, but I saw it a little too late.
On the second one, were you trying to get greedy a little bit? You saw the blitz up the middle and got out to the side and looked like you were trying to get the touchdown back that it got caught up.
Yeah, I think the second one, you know, frankly, I think I was trying to make a play that wasn't there and trying to, you know, get us in the end zone when it wasn't really an opportunity to get into the end zone. And, you know, as a competitor, you want to make those plays to get everybody going and to get the ball into the end zone. But that wasn't the situation to do it. And I'm a better player than that to know, you know, when it's time to ditch it and throw it away. Well, I think in that situation, I think probably trying to do too much there, trying to make a play that isn't there. You know, I've said it before. I think, you know, sometimes playing quarterback isn't about what you do. It's about what you don't do. And in that situation, I've got to make a better decision. And that's, you know, that's frustrating because you want to make plays and you want to be aggressive, but there's a time and a place to do it, and that was neither the time nor the place.
How would you characterize your play over the last four games?
Inconsistent. I think inconsistent. I think there's been some really good things and just some bad decisions that have cost us. You know, frankly, they've cost us. And, you know, that's disappointing. But I really believe that we can get it corrected. I know I can play better. I've done it before, and I will do it again. But it's got to start this week. And we've got to get back to work tomorrow, evaluate what we did today, learn from it, and get back to you know, get back to practicing. I'll tell you this, you know, Wednesday can't come fast enough for us to get out onto the practice field and start, you know, preparing for Tampa next week. I absolutely, you know, think that on the offensive side of the ball, I think, you know, we've moved it pretty effectively, but we haven't capitalized in terms of touchdowns and we've kind of given the ball away too much. You know, and teams are too good in this league to give them opportunities to stay in games and to beat you. And I really feel like, you know, there's been a lot of times this year we've had some self-inflicted wounds.
Is that what gets under the skin the most? Is they talk about the turnovers and the fumble or not, the penalties for the last month. That's what keeps seeming to be you guys on both sides of the ball. That gets under your skin a little bit.
Well, I think losing, number one, right? No matter, you know, how it shakes out, when you're not able to – you know, to get the job done and to get a win, that's the number one thing that kind of digs at you. But it always is a little bit probably more difficult when you feel like you do it to yourself a little bit. And I feel like we've done that, and I've done that the last couple of weeks.
Does 5-0 seem like a distant memory? I mean, did it give you a kind of false sense of anything?
Well, you know, they all count one. I remember Bill Musgrave telling me that. It doesn't matter how you knock them off. You can start, you know, 0-5 and then, you know, finish up 11-5. It doesn't matter how you get them. We've got to find a way to get them moving forward. But I know that there's an offense, you know, that's played this year that has played at a really high level. And we can get back to that.